This old mirror is really funny. It makes us look squished. I'm glad we have better mirrors now.
Did you know that you can be a mirror to the people around you? It's true because you reflect Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad you stopped by. Can you imagine having to get ready without a mirror in the morning? You wouldn't be able to fix your hair or check to make sure that your face was clean. But guess what? You and I are like mirrors. See, when we're kind to other people, it's like we're reflecting Jesus. But when we don't, we're a very poor reflection of who God is. So let's do exactly what 1 John 4:7 says. Let us love one another, for love is of God. And when we do that, we'll be a really good mirror for the people around us. And now for our story. It's called The Antique Mirror. Mom, look at this old mirror, Leah called to her mother, who was going through boxes on the other side of the attic. As she looked in the mirror, Leah giggled at her short, squat reflection. This mirror makes me look so funny. Mom came up behind her and looked. That mirror is very old. It belonged to your great-great-grandmother. Can we take it down to show everybody? Asked Leah. Sure, said Mom. I'm sure they'd like to see it too. That evening, Leah's family laughed together at their reflections in the antique mirror. It's fun to see myself in this old mirror, but it makes me look all squashed, said Leah. I'm sure glad we have better ones we use now. Yeah, said Noah. It'd be hard to get ready in the morning using this. Yes, modern mirrors show us much more accurate images of ourselves than this old one, said Mom. And that's the kind of mirror we want to be. What do you mean? Asked Noah. People aren't mirrors. In a way, we are, said Mom. Our words and actions are a reflection of our inner thoughts and beliefs. Since we believe in Jesus and have his love in us, we need to reflect him in everything we do. Yes, and it should be an accurate image of him, said Dad. People should see Jesus in us the way he really is, not a squashed reflection. A squashed reflection? Asked Noah. What would that be? Well, sometimes people get the impression that Christians think they're better than other people, said Dad. Or they may see Christians be unkind or gossip about others. That's not a true picture of Jesus. That's right, said Mom. The Holy Spirit produces the characteristics of Jesus in us, and we need to reflect them in our lives. Do you remember what they are? I know, said Leah. Things like love, kindness, joy, patience, and self-control. They're called the fruit of the Spirit, added Noah. Mom nodded. Those are things people should see in our lives. When we trust God to help us show those characteristics to others, we'll be reflecting Jesus as he truly is. Well, what about you? Do other people see Jesus in you? Do you reflect his love when you're talking with your classmates at school or your family at home? Or is your reflection of him marred by mean things you say and do? Trust God to help you show the characteristics of Jesus so your life can be a true reflection of his love. Let others see him in the way you live. Our key verse is in the New Testament book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
Let us love one another, for love is of God.
And our key thought today, reflect Jesus. Have you heard of the Red Rock Mysteries books? Bryce and Ashley are normal teenage twins, except they find adventure wherever they go. They deal with the usual middle school stuff, but they also learn how to track down stolen gold and outlaw kidnappers. Find the Red Rock Mystery Book Series at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids.